today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. And you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet 8.net toll free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are completely free. That again is freetalklive.com. Last hour we started things out, and we're still in the midst of this, the 10 easy steps to a fascist America. It's from The Guardian, written by an American. Outlining some of the historical precedents that have come before us that have led down the path to fascism in other societies, in Nazi Germany, for instance, or Mussolini's Italy. And it's really kind of striking, the parallels. And we've talked about these things in the past. We've certainly talked about all of these issues separately on Free Talk Live, but now they're all being brought together into the same place in the 10 easy steps.
Right. You know, I talked to somebody over the weekend, and they said, well, to have fascism, you have to have a dictator. And I said, well, that would be a dictatorship. Fascism is not...
Yes.
You don't need to have a dictator to have fascism. You need to have what they call mercantilism, corporation control, big business control over the government.
Involvement. I mean, it's quite an incestuous relationship.
Yeah.
Yes. Big business helps government, government helps big business, mm-hmm. and everyone else suffers. So number one was invoke a terrifying internal and external enemy. You've got the so-called specter of terrorism, the specter of immigration, and of course the drugs are still out there. So there's a few different enemies out there for people to be scared of. Number two, create a gulag. You've got Guantanamo Bay. You've got secret prisons in Europe. You've got people being sent to these places, being tortured. You've got the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which allows for all these things. It's completely legal now. Number three, develop a thug cast. You've got all the enforcers out there who are more than happy to shove a jackboot in someone's face if they've been ordered to do so. Julia has actually spoken with people who have just sort of been giddy about the idea of harming others, who just think it's a lot of fun. We had an email come in from a guy this week who has had a turnaround. He's mm-hmm. come in our direction now, but he was talking about how he thought it was just great to harass people that were different from him, that it was just okay. So this is kind of the mentality. This is cool. It's cool and exciting to go and kick down people's doors, and you can't get in trouble for it. Let's kill some dogs.
Think about young guys have a tendency to be violent. I mean, testosterone is the killing drug. I think that people would agree with me on that.
And now they can be violent without real penalty.
Right, and the cool thing about being a SWAT team member is you get to be violent without really, facing an enemy.
Right, you can go and joke about it later on with your buddies over some drinks in the bar.
Right, you've got an enemy, but you don't have a terribly dangerous one. I mean, how many cops really die in the line of duty? I mean, generally...
Not many.
The criminals know that if they shoot at the cops, they're in big trouble.
Number four, set up an internal surveillance system. We've heard stories over the past couple of years about the feds doing just that. Watching interest groups, watching peace groups, watching and possibly listening to your phone calls, looking into your bank account records. And then they create lists to put people on. Harass citizens groups as well. Number six, engage in arbitrary... harass citizens groups is number five. Number six, engage in arbitrary detention and release. When you're at the airport and you get the SSSS on your ticket, the mm-hmm. so-called random search, well, some people get that SSSS every single time because they're on one of these special terror watch lists, which means they get detained for a period of time, harassed by the authorities, whoever they might be, the TSA in the airport's case, and then they're released, most of them are, and then they get harassed again the next time they go to an airport,
mm-hmm.
and the lists are getting longer. They're not getting shorter, and there's no process to get people's names off of the list. And the bureaucrats don't have any intention of creating a process for that. Number seven, target key individuals. Threaten civil servants, artists, and academics with job loss if they don't toe the line. Mussolini went after the rectors of state universities who didn't conform to the fascist line. So did Joseph Goebbels, who purged academics who were not pro-Nazi. And so did Chile's Augusto Pinochet. So does the Chinese Communist Politburo in punishing pro-democracy students and professors. Academia, I guess, is a tinderbox of activism, so those seeking a fascist shift punish academics and students with professional loss if they don't coordinate, in Goebbels' term, ideologically. Since civil servants are the sector of society most vulnerable to being fired by a given regime, they are also on a group, or also a group that fascists typically coordinate early on. The Reich Law for the Reestablishment of a Professional Civil Service was passed in 1933. Bush supporters and state legislators in several states put pressure on regents at state universities to penalize or fire academics who've been critical of the administration. As for civil servants, the Bush administration has derailed the career of one military lawyer who spoke up for fair trials for detainees, while an administration official publicly intimidated the law firms that represent detainees pro bono by threatening to call for their major corporate clients to boycott them. Elsewhere, a CIA contract worker who said in a closed blog that waterboarding is torture was stripped of the security clearance that she needed in order to do her job.
Wow.
And we've seen...
To just say waterboarding is torture.
Stripped. Yep, and we've seen examples of this going on beyond the ones that he's mentioning in the article here, or she is. We've seen examples, for instance, of whistleblowers being scared to come out because they know that they're going to be targeted. And this isn't a Bush administration thing. It's been this way under all the administrations. If you blow the whistle on the bureaucracy, you'll be politically punished. Sometimes you'll lose your job. Sometimes you'll get demoted. Sometimes you'll be put at a job that you don't necessarily want. They'll do whatever they can to tweak you out of the system. And it's happened before, and it's happening now. Most recently, the administration purged eight U.S. attorneys for what looks like insufficient political loyalty. When Goebbels purged the civil service in April 1933, attorneys were also coordinated, a step that eased the way of the increasingly brutal laws to follow. Number eight, control the press. Italy in the 1920s, Germany in the 30s, East Germany in the 50s, Czechoslovakia in the 60s, Latin American dictatorships in the 70s, China in the 80s and 90s, all dictatorships and would-be dictators target newspapers and journalists. They threaten and harass them in more open societies than they are seeking to close, and they arrest them, and worse, in societies that have been closed already. The Committee to Protect Journalists says arrests of U.S. journalists are at an all-time high. Josh Wolf, a blogger in San Francisco, has been put in jail for a year for refusing to turn over video of an anti-war demonstration. Remember, we talked about that story. He allegedly had video of someone, vandalizing or tipping over a police car, and they wanted him to give up that video, and he refused to do it. He wanted to protect the video that he had shot, which he might have just gotten rid of. Who knows if he even had the video still? But nonetheless, it didn't matter to the government. They thought he had it, and they wanted it. And they put him in jail as a result of him not turning it over. Homeland Security brought a criminal complaint against a reporter, Greg Palast, claiming that he threatened, quote, critical infrastructure, unquote, when he and a TV producer were filming victims of Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana. Palast had written a bestseller critical of the Bush administration. Other reporters and writers have been punished in other ways. Joseph C. Wilson accused Bush in a New York Times op-ed of leading the country to war on the basis of a false charge that Saddam Hussein had acquired yellowcake uranium in Niger. His wife, Valerie, was outed as a CIA spy, a form of retaliation that ended her career. Prosecution and job loss are nothing, though, compared with how the U.S. is treating journalists seeking to cover the conflict in Iraq in an unbiased way. The Committee to Protect Journalists has documented multiple accounts of the U.S. military in Iraq firing upon, or threatening to fire upon, unembedded, meaning independent, reporters and camera operators from organizations ranging from Al Jazeera to the BBC. While Westerners may question the accounts by Al Jazeera, they should pay attention to the accounts of reporters such as the BBC's Kate Addy. In some cases, reporters have been wounded or killed, including ITN's Terry Lloyd in 2003. Both CBS and the Associated Press in Iraq had staff members seized by the U.S. military and taken to violent prisons. The news organizations were unable to see the evidence against their staffers. Over time, in closing societies, real news is supplanted by fake news and false documents. Pinochet showed Chilean citizens falsified documents to back up his claim that the terrorists had been about to attack the nation. The yellowcake charge, too, by the way, was based on forged papers, as I think you pointed out on the show.
Yeah.
You won't have a shutdown of news in modern America. It's just not possible. But you can have, as Frank Rich has pointed out, a steady stream of lies polluting the news well. When you what you already have is a White House directing a stream of false information that's so relentless that it's increasingly hard to sort out truth from untruth. Plus, the news people don't even seem to want to bother trying. Many of them will just pass on the government press releases as though it's news. More on the way. Fascist America. Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VoIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VoIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live and it's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits. It is completely free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Over 210,000 posts and over 1,400 people interacting. Lots of different topics, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all. It's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. April is Financial Literacy Month. So get the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. We are talking about the 10 easy steps to a fascist America. We just left off with step number 8. Quick recap. Number 1, invoke a terrifying internal and external enemy. 2, create a gulag. 3, develop a thug caste. 4, set up an internal surveillance system. 5, harass citizens groups. 6, engage in arbitrary detention and release. 7, target key individuals. 8, control the press. Just a final thought about controlling the press. They say it's not the lies that count, but the muddying. When citizens can't tell real news from fake, they give up their demands for accountability bit by bit. Number 9, dissent equals treason. Cast dissent as treason and criticism as espionage. Every closing society does this, just as it elaborates laws that increasingly criminalize certain kinds of speech and expand the definition of spy and traitor. When Bill Keller, the publisher of the New York Times, ran the Lichtblau Reason stories, Bush called the Times' leaking of classified information disgraceful, while Republicans in Congress called for Keller to be charged with treason. And right-wing commentators and news outlets kept up the treason drumbeat. Some commentators, as Connison noted, reminded readers smugly that one penalty for violating the Espionage Act is execution. Connison is right to note how serious a threat that attack represented. It's also important to recall that the 1938 Moscow show trial accused the editor of Izvestia, Nikolai Bukharin, of treason. Bukharin was, in fact, executed.
Wow.
And can you imagine if something like that were to happen in America? You want to talk about...
I don't think there'd be a backlash.
No, I guess there wouldn't be. What would happen would be every editor in America would all of a sudden put their tail between their legs, and they would never write anything critical about the administration or the government.
Likely.
And it's important to remind Americans that during the when the 1917 Espionage Act was last widely invoked during the infamous 1919 Palmer raids, leftist activists were arrested without warrants and sweeping roundups, kept in jail for up to 5 months, and, quote, beaten, starved, suffocated, tortured, and threatened with death, according to the historian Myra McPherson. After that, dissent was muted in America for a decade. In Stalin's Soviet Union, dissidents were, quote, enemies of the people, unquote. National Socialists called those who supported Weimar democracy, quote, November traitors. And here is where that circle closes. Most Americans don't realize that since September of last year, when Congress wrongly, foolishly passed the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the president has the power to call any U.S. citizen a enemy combatant.
Yeah.
He has the power to define what enemy combatant means. The president can also delegate to anyone he chooses in the executive branch the right to define enemy combatant any way he or she wants, and then seize Americans accordingly. Even if you or I are American citizens, even if we turn out to be completely innocent of what we've been accused of doing, he has the power to have us seized as we are changing planes at Newark tomorrow, or to have us taken with a knock on the door, ship you or me to a Navy brig, and keep you or me in isolation possibly for months while awaiting trial. Prolonged isolation, as psychiatrists know, triggers psychosis in otherwise mentally healthy prisoners.
I would be certain of that.
That's why Stalin's gulag had an isolation cell, like Guantanamo's, in every satellite prison. Camp 6...
I would say most prisons have some kind of isolation cell, don't they?
Absolutely. Camp 6, the newest, most brutal facility at Guantanamo, is all isolation cells.
Oh, my.
We U.S. citizens will get a trial eventually, for now. But legal rights activists at the Center for Constitutional Rights say the Bush administration is trying increasingly aggressively to find ways to get around giving even U.S. citizens fair trials.
Well, fair trials are a pain in the butt, and you have to reveal information.
Right. Enemy combatant is a status offense. It's not even something you have to have done. Quote, we have absolutely moved over into a preventive detention model. You look like you could do something bad. You might do something bad. So we're going to hold you. Unquote. said a spokeswoman for the Center for Constitutional Rights.
It's a lot like that.
That's exactly what it is. And that's exactly what's happened to Jose Padilla. And it could happen to you.
Well, at this point, they don't... It doesn't matter whether Jose Padilla is guilty or innocent. They have to hold on to him to save face. Because if they let him go at this point, they would be admitting, well, we made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up an American citizen. We held him without charges for 3 years, then charged him falsely and held him for another year and a half. And now we're letting him go because we just don't have enough evidence. I mean, they would...
Right. And look at how government is when it makes mistakes. It never wants to admit it.
No, it government can't make mistakes.
Iraq was a huge mistake, and they continue pressing on and subjecting people to death.
We have to win in Iraq because we don't want to be losers. That's what you'll hear them say.
Right.
We don't want to turn tail and run. Well, look, there's nothing left to win.
You've already lost.
Well,
there's no win. There is no win
right.
in Iraq.
I think that we won against Iraq, the nation, and there is nothing left to win.
The U.S. military versus the Iraqi military, U.S. military won.
Right.
But
and now
as far as winning what we've got now?
What is there to win? How are we going to win it? I mean, you've got a civil war going on. You're going to stop the civil war and keep the nation together?
Most Americans surely don't get this yet. No wonder it's hard to believe, even though it is true. In every closing society, at a certain point, there are some high-profile arrests, usually of opposition leaders, clergy, and journalists. Then everything goes quiet. After those arrests, there are still newspapers, courts, TV, and radio, and the facades of a civil society. There just isn't real dissent, and there just isn't real freedom. If you look at history, just before those arrests is where we are now. So who are they going to pick up first?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like such a slow slide, and it's just not as dramatic as you would imagine. I mean, does this really feel like the Weimar Republic in Germany just before Hitler takes control? It doesn't feel that way.
You weren't there, so you
don't know. But it doesn't. You know,
they didn't feel it coming.
No, they must not have.
They didn't.
How would they have allowed him to take over like they did?
If they knew it was coming, they would have met as I'm paraphrasing someone. They would have met them at their front doors. The SS, that is.
Mm-hmm.
They would have met them with clubs. They would have met
shotguns.
Them with batons. They would have met them with guns if they had them. Of course, they confiscated those back then. They would have met them and they would have fought them off. And if they'd done that, they would have turned it around. But they didn't because they didn't know what was happening. Just like most Americans don't know this is happening here.
And here, as opposed to, you know, he's making the assertion that the Bush administration is the dictator, and I'm not...
They just happen to be in charge of the government.
I mean, he's really authoritarian,
yeah.
But I think that he's probably going to step down come January the 20th, 2009. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem likely to me.
And
he's
a new dictator will step in.
And he'll... Assert the powers of the presidency, and maybe he'll push the limits like Bush has, and maybe he won't. But it's just going to progress and progress and progress. We have the executive branch as our dictator.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Your thoughts on the fascist America or whatever's on your mind. There's one more step remaining. We'll get to that in moments here. 800-259-9231. Can it happen here? Yeah. It's happening. The question is, when's the next step going to be taken? And will we all figure it out when it's happening? Will we stand up against it? Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring us what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there, and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. It's free, like everything else is on our site. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to hear and discuss the progress and future of the FSP and attend leadership and activist training seminars. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Porkfest.com.
And the 10th and final step, if you've missed the first nine, you should listen to the archives later tonight at freetalklive.com. But the 10th and final step in the 10 easy steps to a fascist America is to suspend the rule of law. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 gave the president new powers over the National Guard. This means that in a national emergency, which the president now has enhanced powers to declare, he can send Michigan's militia to enforce a state of emergency that he has declared in Oregon over the objections of the state's governor and its citizens.
Wow.
Even as Americans were focused on Britney Spears' meltdown and the question of who fathered Anna Nicole's baby, the New York Times editorialized about this shift. Quote, "A disturbing recent phenomenon in Washington is that laws that strike to the heart of American democracy have been passed in the dead of night. Beyond actual insurrection, the president may now use military troops as a domestic police force in response to a natural disaster, a disease outbreak, terrorist attack, or any, quote, other condition," unquote.
No, I would figure they pretty much had him covered there.
Yeah. By the way, we reported on this when it happened, the Defense Authorization Act of 2007. Critics see this as a clear violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, which was meant to restrain the federal government from using the military for domestic law enforcement. The Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy says the bill encourages the president to declare federal martial law. It also violates the very reason the founders set up our system of government as they did. Having seen citizens bullied by a monarch's soldiers, the founders were terrified of exactly this kind of concentration of power over American people in the hands of an oppressive executive or faction. So that's why the Posse Comitatus Act was passed, to prevent these sorts of things from happening, which they've now completely wiped away with the so-called Defense Authorization Act of 2000.
Right. Really, why do we need that particular Defense Authorization Act? We have cops to handle these things. We have emergency workers. Has there been an emergency where we haven't been able to supply people with emergency workers and police?
Doesn't matter. Now they have the ability.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, when are they going to use it? They certainly used it back in Katrina. They had U.S. military on, enforcing things then, and they hadn't even passed the Defense Authorization Act of 2007. Everybody just sort of shrugged their shoulders at that. Oh, they said to themselves, well, it's an emergency, so we need to have the military there. No, we don't. No. It's dangerous to do that sort of thing, and it's a chilling precedent. And now they can do it again. So what's next? Of course, the United States isn't vulnerable to the violent, total closing down of the system that followed Mussolini's march or Rome or Hitler's roundup of political prisoners. Our democratic habits are too resilient and our military and judiciary too independent for any kind of scenario like that. Rather, as other critics are noting, our experiment in democracy could be closed down by a process of erosion. It's a mistake to think that early in a fascist shift you see the profile of barbed wire against the sky. In the early days, things looked normal on the surface. Peasants were celebrating harvest festivals in Calabria in 1922. People were shopping and going to the movies in Berlin in 1931. Early on, as W.H. Auden put it, the horror is always elsewhere. So while someone is being tortured somewhere else, children are skating, ships are sailing, dogs go on with their doggy life, how everything turns away quite leisurely from the disaster. As Americans turn away quite leisurely, keeping tune to internet shopping and American Idol, the foundations of democracy are being fatally corroded. Something has changed profoundly that weakens us unprecedentedly. Our traditions, independent judiciary, and free press do their work today in a context in which we are at war, in a long war, a war without end, on a battlefield described as the globe, in a context that gives the president, without U.S. citizens realizing it quite yet, the power over U.S. citizens of freedom or long solitary incarceration on his say-so alone. That means a hollowness has been expanding under the foundation of all of these still free-looking institutions, and this foundation can give way under certain kinds of pressure. To prevent such an outcome, we have to think about the what-ifs. What if in a year and a half there's another attack, say, a dirty bomb? The executive can declare a state of emergency. History shows that any leader of any party will be tempted to maintain emergency powers after the crisis has passed. And by the way, don't think for a moment that if a Democrat is elected president that all of this is going to change. They aren't going to let go of the reins of power that they've been handed. In fact, just look at what the Democratic Congress has done to oppose the things that Bush has done so far. Virtually nothing. They are making a little bit of a stand on the war in Iraq, but as far as cutting back...
It's more of a political issue than anything else, though. They see that America is tired of this silly war,
right.
and they see an opportunity to enterprise.
But America doesn't realize everything else that's been going on that we've been talking about here, and the Democratic people that have been elected are doing nothing to turn around the police state, and they're doing nothing to turn around the chilling destructions of freedom in this country. So please don't expect anything to change in 2008 if a Democrat is elected. Just want to make that clear. With the gutting of traditional checks and balances, we're no less endangered by a President Hillary than by a President Giuliani, because any executive will be tempted to enforce his or her will through edict rather than the arduous, uncertain process of negotiation and compromise. What if the publisher of a major U.S. newspaper were charged with treason or espionage, as a right-wing effort seemed to threaten Keller with last year? What if he or she got 10 years in jail? What would the newspapers look like the next day? Judging from history, they wouldn't cease publishing, but they'd all of a sudden be very polite towards the government. Right now, only a handful of patriots are trying to hold back the tide of tyranny for the rest of us. Staff at the Center of Constitutional Rights, who faced death threats for representing the detainees, yet persisted all the way to the Supreme Court. Activists at the ACLU and prominent conservatives trying to roll back the corrosive new laws under the banner of a new group called the American Freedom Agenda. This small, disparate collection of people needs everyone's help, including that of Europeans and others internationally who are willing to put the pressure on the administration because they can see what a U.S. unrestrained by real democracy at home can mean for the rest of the world. We need to look at history and face the what-ifs. For if we keep going down this road, the end of America could come for each of us in a different way, at a different moment. Each of us might have a different moment when we feel forced to look back and think, that's how it was before, and this is the way it is now. Quote, the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, is the definition of tyranny, wrote James Madison. We still have the choice to stop going down this road. We can stand our ground and fight for our freedom, and take up the banner the founders asked us to carry. The question is, will we?
I don't see how. I don't see how or why. Why are Americans? What is going to change that's going to cause Americans to get out of their homes? And,
I'm with you. I don't think anything's going to change to make them stand up and do anything.
They're just not. I mean, we were.
I mean, Dancing with the Stars. You'll miss a new episode.
We were covering the story in France, where I can't remember the numbers or anything like that. But hundreds of thousands of people were in the streets of France, just crazy over the idea that they would, institute this hiring policy, allow employers to hire people, fire them if they haven't been working there more than 2 years. Mm-hmm. Kind of give, hiring people on a probationary, because they're so socialist over there.
Yeah.
They took to the streets over this issue.
Yep.
They were breaking things. They were protesting. They were yelling.
Well, you know what happens?
Deal.
Look what happens when you get when Americans take to the streets. They get arrested. Cindy Sheehan and her crew get arrested. The people that were that were protesting the war recently on the anniversary, they got arrested in major cities.
Not if enough of them hit the streets.
That's true, but the more people get arrested, again, there's that sort of chilling effect of, I don't want to go out and protest. I might go to jail.
There's been a trickle of people out on the streets protesting things like this for a long time. It doesn't get Americans. No, Americans aren't getting out of their seats.
No, they're not
scared. They're lazy.
But if they do pay attention, and most Americans just aren't even paying attention, that's
right.
The real issue.
Well, that doesn't fall into the lazy category?
No, it totally does. It's apathy.
It's absolutely.
Total apathy.
Absolutely.
And it's complacency, because it's comfortable to live in this prison that's being built. They're going to build a very, very nice, comfortable prison to live in. That's what they're doing right now with their cell phones and
it's gonna get less
Dancing
comfortable,
with
though.
The Stars. Yes, it will. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on the road to totalitarianism. This is Free Talk Live.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Roadside crises are never fun. But short of the cavalry coming to the rescue, there are two simple procedures you can learn before you're stranded that may protect your car and your life when we come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com. BG.
Many emergencies are eased by knowing two things. How to change flat tires and jump dead batteries. Learn to change tires in your driveway during daylight. Know your jack and how to loosen lug nuts on your wheels, which may require a special tool. Likewise, jumping a battery isn't hard, unless you wait to learn how when you're late for ball games or piano recitals. Keep jumper cables in your trunk and know how to use them. Don't let a crisis be your classroom. A little practice goes a long way. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231, the pack at 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as about 370 of our listeners have decided to do for as little as $3 a month. That's right. Less than the price of a cup of coffee, you can help support Free Talk Live. Because, well, you know, we want to spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible, and AMP helps us do that. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what happens is we take in that $3 a month, we pool it together with everybody else's money, and we turn it around into advertising the show to promote the show to more radio stations, get more listeners, get more internet listeners, and thereby spread the message of freedom. So if that's important to you and you want to get access to some perks like the amplifier-only call-in lines, forum, and chat room, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, let's not forget that the AMP program isn't some speculation. We think that if we throw some money at this that it'll work. We already have a big track record with AMP working, and
yep.
You know, the more people that sign up, the better it's going to work.
So we've been talking throughout the show tonight about these different sort of indicators. These historically accurate indicators that America is going down a road to fascism. Of course, at the same time, as I pointed out at the beginning of the show, we've also talked about how America is also qualifying on the Communist Manifesto. We've completed 7 of the 10 communist planks. So we are going down a very scary, dark path. It's going to be some sort of weird combo fascist, socialist, totalitarian state that we're getting into here.
To think for a second that every government fits into one category.
Right.
You know, not every dictatorship's the same. They have different sorts of crackdowns that they use. So you can kind of put things into categories, but they're somewhat broad.
Coming up, more stories about the control just clamping down in America, including the FCC and the latest on their moves to restrict television violence. We'll get to that, but your calls first. Let's go to CJ in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amark. Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to take it a little different direction. I'm going to bring up the alternative medicine topic you guys were doing last night.
I know
it's not nearly important as America becoming a Nazi state.
Well, it's a factor. I mean, it's a factor. It's the government stepping in and saying that we are now going to decide who can sell vitamins and who can't, and we're going to regulate alternative therapies, and that's going to increase costs, and it increases the size of the state.
Yes, and this is a problem where, and you guys know, you've heard me speak, I'm an anarchist, I don't have any use for the government, but this is one of the areas where I think libertarians almost kind of have to walk a really fine line.
What do you mean?
Alternative and complementary therapies, 99% of them, scams.
I wouldn't go that far. Hold on, 99% of alternative therapies, scams?
Most of them are.
Think about vitamin C for a second. When you go to the grocery store, you look at, I mean, they've got the vitamins on the aisles there. You're going to be healthier if you take vitamins every day than if you don't.
I
think 99%, little large blanket.
But, the vast majority of these things are, like, for example, I listened to two GCN commercials tonight for alternative therapies. And one was talking about using sound waves to cure diseases.
I'm not prepared to say that those things don't work, but okay, I understand that they have proven that some alternative therapies are scams. So go ahead with your point.
Well, my point is that right now, a lot of these things, and I'm not sure how to fix the problem. I really don't know how the market would go about fixing this problem. But right now, a lot of them, because they can, quote-unquote, make these structure-function claims, don't actually have to be tied to any kind of legitimate science.
Somebody makes a wild and unsubstantiated claim about their product. I mean, some people are going to buy it and they're going to feel jilted, but you know,
they'll feel good because they got a placebo effect.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, you know, I don't think that that's the worst thing that could happen to an American. I mean, as far as to get your freedom back in this arena, so that people aren't dying for waiting 10 or 15 years for the FCC or the FDA to approve a drug.
I know that when I walk into a health food store, that there's a variety of items on the shelves there that are absolute scams that don't necessarily have any evidence behind them, but just have a lot of claims. Now, it's my responsibility as a consumer to do the research into those things before I decide to take that particular regimen, whatever it might be. If I don't want to do that research, I should be free to be a slipshod consumer and throw my money down a rat hole if I want to.
I agree with you, but when we've got nurses in hospitals getting certified and practicing reflexology in publicly funded hospitals, something's really screwed up and something's going wrong here.
What?
And the problem is that the alternative medicine field, I don't know. Like, you know me, I'm not an FDA fan. My problem is I'm not so sure that the FDA hasn't actually promoted this stuff by giving it its own branch of alternative and complementary medicine and its own special set of regulations, that it hasn't basically promoted bunk.
You're saying it's lending it legitimacy?
Yes.
It's certainly possible.
Because
more reason to get rid of the FDA.
Yeah, but the problem is I'm not sure what the free market solution to that is, because
the market solution's simple.
Get
do
rid of
your
the FDA.
Research. The FDA would be gone, and in its place would be independent organizations who would research these things. Go and watch. There's a great episode. Have you seen Penn and Teller's BS television show? Did you see the alternative medicine show?
Yes, and that's a great show, and that's a good example of how the market would handle this. But there's also a lot of incentive for companies, and this is for drug companies and these alternative therapy quacks,
mm-hmm.
to basically, studies have actually shown that this happens, that companies that fund studies on their own research find that their drugs work.
Sure. So sure. Look into the studies and figure out who funded them and do your due diligence. Subscribe to Skeptic Magazine or whatever it is that will be covering those sorts of things. The fact is, there are going to be people out there that, regardless of whether there's regulatory agencies, are going to make the choices to believe that a crystal waved above their head is going to cure them of all their ailments.
Right. Yes. I mean, the FDA isn't going to fix, stop, or promote that, I don't think.
And if they want to believe those sorts of silly things, then by all means, they should be free to do so. You're someone who questions, CJ, and you won't believe those things.
My problem is that, and it's not that I want to do something about it, is that I want people to be aware that it's going on. Because the liberty movement is getting in bed with a lot of people that are absolutely frauds.
And I don't think the liberty movement's getting in bed with frauds, per se. I don't know what
there
you mean.
There are a lot of people that don't trust the AMA and the FDA in the liberty movement, and they have a tendency to, you know, some of them want alternative medications.
It reminds me of the guy that called last night, the lizard man guy, the crazy guy. Yeah. Absolutely out of his mind. But he, you know, first thing he gets on the air is, you know, I've got a direct line to Ron Paul, and he associates liberty movement with people that are. That have agendas that are...
You know what, CJ? I don't know how new you are to the Liberty Movement. How new are you to it?
Fairly recent, to be honest.
Okay, then this is something that I completely understand why you're so dismayed at it. The fact is, you're involved in a movement where anyone can claim to be involved in. And the fact is, anyone does. I mean, just anyone can say, I'm a libertarian too. And they could go out and espouse all kinds of crazy stuff. In their free time. And I've seen it happen. There was a nutball that was at the Sarasota meetings when I started with the Libertarian Party 7 years ago. And, you know, it was an embarrassment, and it was lame. But, you know, the solution there isn't to gripe about it and wish you could do something to affect those people. What you should do is go out and start your own competing movement where you can disallow someone who's questionable from within your ranks, and that way you can keep as ideologically clean as you want to. And if you don't feel like there are enough people doing things like Penn and Teller are doing out there, then maybe it should be you, CJ, that starts up the next skeptics organization, the next organization that tests claims and publishes reports. You know, take it into your own hands.
Now, CJ, let's assume that you and I agree on 90% of freedom issues.
Yeah.
Okay, and which we probably do, right?
Okay.
And let's assume that I also, from a health standpoint, that believe that high caloric enemas are going to cure whatever illness it is that I have or keep me in a high state of health, that kind of thing.
Yes.
What do you benefit by alienating me?
I don't benefit by alienating you, but I also don't benefit by you associating your medicine views and everything with the liberty movement.
I don't
a lot
see
of
how,
people do.
I don't see how you could effectively associate high caloric enemas with the liberty movement.
Right. You're always going to be an individual who believes certain things and happens to believe in liberty as well. So it's something you're going to have to get over, because any movement that is comprised of members of the general public that you find yourself involved in, you're going to find people that you disagree with. You may even find people who are questionable.
I mean,
this is actually why I was hoping Wayne would be on tonight, because as I was sitting there listening to the episode last night, he made statements that I thought were questionable.
Wayne is one of those alternative health nuts.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm somewhere halfway there.
And so you know, I'm sitting there going, man, this, you know, I like Wayne, but boy, it was really grating me the wrong way.
Jump on him next week. Call in on Wednesday and call him on the carpet. The fact is, you're going to have to learn to deal with people that aren't going to agree with you 100%.
Because they're not going to agree with you 100%.
Right. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.